But first, let's look at what Mr. Putin has been saying with Howard Gethin, who's from BBC Monitoring. He's been watching all of this morning. Howard, what's been unfolding from these comments made on the fringes of this summit?
Well, on the subject of those allegations about meddling, Mr. Putin repeated the line that the Russian administration has been maintaining all along. And he said this is basically, these charges or allegations are basically a symptom of political infighting in America. He says there's nothing to it, it's just a manifestation of the ongoing political infighting that's going on there.
And did you get a sense of how he feels his own relationship with Mr. Trump is going? There's a picture of them warmly shaking each other by the hand circulating.
Yes, he did. He made some remarks that he found it very easy to get on with Mr. Trump, and he found Mr. Trump sincere and warm and wanting to communicate with him. So he maintained his line that he's always maintained before, that Mr. Trump is a guy he can do business with, and it's sort of outside forces that are actually causing a problem in the relationship.
The pair also say they talked about Syria, obviously both countries with a great interest there. What did Mr. Putin have to say about that?
Well, he said they'd made a joint statement, which basically said that they were agreed to fight terrorism. But it's really noticeable for what they didn't say. What they didn't say, of course, is it's all down to the detail. I mean, they've said before many times they want to fight terrorism. The problem is they can't seem to agree on who's a terrorist and what to do about them.
OK, so, I mean, there's been a lot of discussion over the past few years as the terrible situation in Syria has been unfolding, that the Russians have a particular interest in their military bases there in Syria, and that at some point there will have to be some kind of agreement between all the powers involved about how to handle the situation in Syria. Did you get an inkling that perhaps that moment may have been reached now?
No, not particularly. What Mr. Putin really said, actually, was that there was so much more that needed to be talked about. And he made quite a point of saying that it was very regrettable that they'd only had this very brief meeting today and they hadn't really talked about Syria. They hadn't really talked about all the other issues that are in the problems of this crisis of the relationship between Russia and America. And he was quite visibly annoyed, actually, that because of what he called protocol reasons and conflicts in the schedule, that they hadn't actually had time to sit down and discuss this. And this is something the Russians have been repeatedly banging on about, is the fact they need to sit down and work these problems out. And he's obviously quite frustrated about this.
All right. Well, Howard, thank you very much for that update there. That's Howard Gethin from our BBC Monitoring Service. And he's been watching those comments given at a press conference by Vladimir Putin earlier on today. And we're